All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're not going to do a lot of review. We'll just read it. If you missed it, you can go online and you can listen to it. We've been talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Because verse 1 says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." If we're not ignorant, we're knowledgeable, right? And sometimes studies like this, you're like, why? Why do I need to know this? The reason you need to know this is because Jesus said you were to do the works that he did. And he flowed in the Spirit without measure. In fact, I think, Travis, Mark, some of you, I believe we can find examples of him in all of these gifts with the exception of tongues and interpretation of tongues. So the Holy Spirit. I think it was Keith Moore say this today. Jesus was the gift to the world, but the Holy Spirit was the gift to the church, was the gift to the believer. And I thought, how true. But in that giving us his Holy Spirit, we're to flow in his gifts when he needs us to minister to whoever he desires to minister to. I think it was Bob Yandian that said, the gifts of healings is the dinner bell for salvation. And you want to get somebody's attention. If you're using the gifts of healings, boy, it gets people's attention because people want to be well. And you know what? God wants them well. He wants them well. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is the God who heals. And he always has been from the very beginning. And he will be even to the end, because I can go to the book of Revelation and see the tree of life with the leaves that were for the healing of the nations. And that'll bring a whole bunch of questions up, and we'll teach on the book of Revelation another time. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you Gentiles, when you were Gentiles, carried away by those dumb idols. Remember we talked about that being idols that didn't speak, gods that didn't speak, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And Travis gave us a great explanation on that week. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. And we gave the breakdown of all of that. week before last. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. This is a blessing. Amen. The gifts of the Spirit are a blessing. And it is for the profit, is for the benefit of the people. It says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, and to another faith by the same Spirit. Now, just for the sake of repeating ourselves, the word of wisdom has to do with future. Word of wisdom has it. We need wisdom for future, right? Word of wisdom is when a word, when God, Holy Spirit, uses you or uses someone to talk to you to give you a word of wisdom, a piece from the wisdom of God that you need for a certain situation. That's a good day. I have had that one happen to me and through me. And I think it's, which one of these is the best? The one you need, right? The one that's needed by somebody. But what a blessing for God to tell somebody something that will save them from something or help them make a decision on something. This is a supernatural. You don't conjure this up and think you're giving somebody a word of wisdom that can cause them trouble because you conjured it up. This has to be a knowing that you know that you know that you know that God wants you to say this. And it is as all of these gifts at the will of the Holy Spirit, not at our will. Because I have people come to me all the time wanting to know what they should do. But you know what? If I always was used in the gift of the word of wisdom and always told people what they were supposed to do, I wouldn't have time to minister the word. Because we'd all like God just to tell us what to do. But you can hear you can hear the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. We have that, right? We have that. We're infilled with the Holy Spirit. We have healing by faith, by the promises of the word. But these are special moments, special gifts for a special situation that's at the will of the Holy Spirit. So word of wisdom has to do with the future. To another, the word of knowledge. Word of knowledge has to do with past and present. If you're using the word of knowledge, you're going to give a piece of knowledge that God knows, but you didn't naturally know. The woman at the well, I think, was the example that we used, which is a great example. Faith, the gift of faith. The inability to doubt. It can be on the part of the giver of that, the deliverer of that gift, or it can be on the part, the person receiving it, or both. And that's a very short summary of where we've gotten to. The next one is to another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. These are all by the Holy Spirit. They're different gifts, but they're all by the Holy Spirit. And something I think we need to talk about, because it says by to one. I don't think we own these gifts. Like, I would never say, I have the gift of healing. I may deliver the gift of healing, but I don't own it. You may give a word of wisdom, but it's not your gift. It's the Holy Spirit. These are the gifts of. And this is so important because this will keep us on track and keep us from setting ourselves up as God. Because when you start talking about owning the gifts of the Spirit, you're fixing to get yourself in trouble. And so please understand, these are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This is the gift of healing. And you may be used in one gift more than the others. See this a lot in ministries. My dad was used a lot in word of knowledge and gifts of healings, but he didn't own them. Why God used him in that a lot, I don't know. I don't know. This is at the Holy Spirit wills. We could guess, but I really don't know. So just keep yourself, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, cultivated and open to be used to minister to people as the Holy Spirit directs. So, it's my understanding that this word healing, it says gifts of healing in the King James Version, is plural in the Greek. And I looked it up in Thayer's. I believe it had it that way, and I believe Vine's had it that way. There was a couple of different versions of Bibles that had healings, but not very many. Most of them said gifts of healing. Why that matters, I believe, is that in this gift, let's just take somebody that has a sore on their leg and they need gifts of healing for that sore, but that sore is caused by diabetes. You know, this isn't like a word of knowledge is usually one word about one specific thing. Gifts of healings can take care of you from head to toe if there's just a lot of different avenues that can take place there. So just note that that is plural in the Greek. Put a little note. It's also referred plural in verse 28. So you can just take note of that as well. There are several Greek words used for healing in the New Testament. Rick Renner has a good little rendition of those. There's one that almost looks like the word therapy. Don't ask me to speak Greek. And then there's this one. There's like four or five. I'm going to spell it for you. I-A-M-A. And it means a cure, a remedy, a means of healing. A cure, a remedy, a means of healing. So when you receive this gift, what do you receive? Your cure. You receive your cure. A lot of lot of religious people who don't believe the gifts are for us today and try to explain this away say that gifts of healings is medical science. No. I am thankful for medical science. Amen. I believe that they are gifted by God in many cases to take care of people. And I believe God put things in this earth for our blessing and for our benefit. But these are gifts of the Holy Spirit, not gifts of a good nurse, not gifts of a good pharmaceutical company. These are gifts of the Holy Spirit. And when this gift is handed to you, the cure that you've been looking for your body, is handed to you. Man, that gives me chill bumps. As Jonah says, when they come, pet them. That's what I find myself doing. The cure, the remedy, the means of healing is given to you. If you're the one receiving it, if you're the one delivering it, oftentimes gifts of healings will work with word of knowledge. This is probably what we've seen the most in the charismatic movement growing up, Todd, is you would hear the minister say, there's somebody here. Now look, I can stand up here and say there's somebody here that's got a headache, and I might have 10 people stand up. If that's not by the Spirit, don't do it just to act look like you're spiritual. But a lot of times it'll be very detailed. You might even feel it yourself. If it's a heart issue or a shoulder issue, you might even feel it, but you'll know it's not yours. You'll just know it's not yours. And you might start describing, and I like it when the Holy Spirit, and almost always, does it in detail. Where you know it's you. It's not like, okay, you worked in the garden yesterday and you're sore. Right? So, I'm just giving you, I know this is simple, but I'm telling you, people can get goofy with this stuff. And we don't want to step out of the will of the Holy Spirit. So I hope I'm not oversimplifying it for you, but I want you to kind of know when you hear it, and you're going to see a lot of goofy stuff on TV with televangelists and stuff. I want us to be able to recognize the spirit behind what's happening. This isn't about the person delivering the gift. This is about the person who needs healing in their body. And if it becomes about me, then we've stepped out of line. It needs to be about that person and what God is wanting to get to that person. He wants everybody healed, right? It pleased him. When the stripes went on Jesus' back, his son's back, his son's suffering, pleased God because he knew those stripes would bring you healing. So that's by faith. This is a special gift given to you. You're not having to build your faith up for it. Now, all these gifts require a faith by somebody. They're not going to operate without somebody believing. And I believe as a church body, and fellow believers of like a precious faith, we need to be believing for the best gifts to operate as the Spirit wills. We need to be available for that. You have to have faith to operate in these. You have to have faith to stand up and give a message, right? Cindy, Ken, those of you who are used a lot in the gifts of the Spirit, Janelle, you have to have faith that what you're hearing is from God and that you're supposed to deliver it. That takes faith. Somebody had to use faith. If you're going to minister gifts of healing to somebody, you have to know that that's what you're supposed to do. That took your faith. They don't have to use theirs. Now, I agree they could probably deny it if they wanted to. But in general, they don't have to use theirs. But if something's called out, if you're in a church service or in Walmart, Kroger, whatever, and you say, you know, hey, somebody's got a pain under their right side. It's right here in the rib cage area. And that person raises their hand or comes up. That's faith. God has a open door to give them the gift. They just received the gift. They just received the gift. So when you hear something, please, if a word of knowledge is given and somebody's ministering gifts of healings, don't sit there and know it's you and not receive the gift. Don't. And I know God's gracious. And I've seen it happen before where something's called out, nobody came up, and then after church, somebody comes up and says, that was me. Well, I do know God can still do what he was going to do. But please, when you hear something and you know it's you, respond to the Holy Spirit who's going, free gift. Free gift. That growth under your right rib cage is fixing to be gone. Who wants, you know? Man, that was me. Oh, no, respond. Respond to the love of God that's trying to deliver a gift to you. And don't sit there. By all means, if you missed it, come up, say, I missed it. I was supposed to come. But please just don't miss it. Please just don't miss it. So once again, as with all other gifts, this is a supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Healing is provided through the finished work of Christ. It can be received by faith, just like the woman in Mark 5. Let's just turn there. This is an example of receiving by faith. Okay? This is what we can all do. We can hear about Jesus. We can read about him in the Word. And we can step out in faith to receive healing. I think probably almost everybody in the room has operated in faith to receive something from God, which is different than the gifts of the Spirit. So let's look at verse 25. A certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus. What do you think she heard of Jesus? He heals. What happens when we hear the word? Faith comes. So she heard of Jesus. Faith came. And it says, when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. So she's confessing the word. She's believing. She's heard of him. And it says, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue or power had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and he said, who touched my clothes? I see, this does away with religious mindset of Jesus is up there making a decision on whether to heal you or not. Jesus had already decided when he came to earth, he knew what he was going to do. In fact, all the Old Testament healings were banked on, as my dad used to say, it was healing on the credit. The blood on the doorpost was a type of Jesus' blood on your life that saved them from the death angel. Right? So this woman reached out, touched Jesus' garment, and Jesus turns around and said, who touched my clothes? At what? She's already healed. Where did he make the decision? Let me just say this. It's who he is. It's not what he does. From the beginning, God is a healing God. Why? Because he is love. And you'll hear me say this a lot when we're ministering healing, just healing by faith here at the church. This is the love of God manifest in your body. Because that's what it is. He looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, Thy faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. Your faith has made you whole. That's available to us as believers. That's if you hear of Jesus and you believe that he's a healer, that is available to you. Gifts of the Spirit is a little different. It's not this receiving by faith. It's a gift handed, your cure handed to you. That's a good day. It's a supernatural gift. Let me read you something from Hagen real quick. Man, I wish I put this in bigger print. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Oh, and by the way, I see this all the time. I won't listen to a minister preach on healing that wears glasses. I mean, seriously, I hear it. I see it on social media. Was it Wigglesworth or Kenyon who had the daughter that was deaf? Wigglesworth? He ministered healing. He raised the dead. And his daughter was deaf. You don't judge the word by people, and you don't judge the word by people. You know, so stupid. I look forward to the day, and right now I'm just at the point where my eye's not growing worse. Then we'll go from there. That was free. Kenneth Hagin, he was just giving his testimony about, you know, the healing. If you've ever read him, you know about his healing when he was young. And he had began pastoring, and the Lord said, you know, I've sent you to minister to the sick. When I say the Lord said that, when the Lord speaks to you, it can just be, he talks through our thoughts. He talks through our spirit. Obviously, if you're sitting there and you have the thought that God's saying to you, I'm going to minister to the sick through you, you probably didn't make that up in your head. But God talks to us from the inside. How do we know what to teach? How does John know what to teach? How does Dylan know what to teach? How does Travis know what to teach? How does Mark know what to teach? A thought comes, but we know it's not our own. As my dad said, if it's smarter than you, it's not you, it's God. He said, as a pastor, I had been anointing people with oil and praying for them in faith for healing by the laying on of hands. All of those are biblical ways to minister healing to people by faith, right? He says, up to that time, there had been no manifestation of the gifts of healings through me. Many times people would be healed because they got in agreement, you know, with the word, and we were acting in faith on God's word. But after the Lord spoke to me concerning my ministry to the sick, I became conscious of this other something working in my ministry. This other something working in, and that just really resonated with me. Because when you're going to be used in the gifts, and Holy Spirit's trying to tell you something that you need to step out into, something you need to say, something you need to do, something you need to call out, then you're going to know it's not you. It's another something. Not just you from your study of the word, but it's going to be something special, if you will, that you'll know it's another. I love that. I became conscious of this other something working in my ministry, and there would be a manifestation to other people through me. I really didn't do anything about it except to yield to the Spirit. What does that mean? I mean, I don't want to just sound religious up here. What does that mean to yield to the Spirit? Let Him work through you. Be willing. I believe us having been in prayer helps us know that we're hearing God and not just ourselves. You've cultivated that ground to be ready to be used. But I love that. Let's see, where did I get to? I really didn't do anything about it except to yield to the Spirit. Then I saw the difference between healing by believing God's promises and by the operation of the gifts of healings. People can be healed directly by believing God for themselves. Many are healed, he said, as I was, simply by believing God. But when it comes to the gifts of healings, there is a special manifestation of the Spirit through one person to another person who is in need. And when people ask me to minister to them, all I can say is that I will minister to them with all the ability I have and with all that God gives me. But we don't operate the gifts of the Spirit as we will. It is as the Spirit wills. In other words, I'll pray for you with my faith, but I can't conjure up the gifts just because I've been used in the gifts. That's huge for you that are in ministry. However, if there is no gift of the Spirit in manifestation, people can always be healed and set free based on the Word of God. And so when somebody comes to you, sometimes if you've been used in the gifts, people will pressure you to be used in the gifts for them. For them. Y'all, I grew up in the weird days, okay? I'm talking about the 70s, and the charismatic movement was in full bloom. Pam, y'all were in it too. I grew up in it. Now my dad was never weird. They met a brick wall when they got weird with him, and he didn't get into that stuff. But there was a big statement people would make. Do you have a word from the Lord for me? No. No. If somebody has a word for you, they'll know they have a word for you. You don't go around asking people, because let me tell you, you'll ask the wrong person and they'll make something up. They'll make something up. And then people get hurt. So don't feel the pressure if you're ever used in gifts of healings and then people come up to you for prayer. I love what Brother Hagin said to them. I'll use my faith for you. But if the Holy Spirit's not using you in the gifts of healings, don't act like he is. Thank you, babe, for that one good I got out of 100. You're always there for me. All right, turn to Acts 19. I almost didn't use this because it uses the word miracles, but then it turns around and uses diseases departing. So Acts 19, verse 11. Now, I like it because it uses this word special. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. That's not normal. That's not normal. And you know what else I love about this is you don't know how the Holy Spirit's going to wrap the gift. In my growing up years of all the weirdness, there was also so much good. You know, we're so much good. When we would go to these Brother Hagin's camp meetings out in Tulsa every year, and you would see people minister in the gifts of the Spirit, and sometimes they did weird things. And you're just thinking, that's weird. Jesus spit on someone's eyes. That's not laying hands on the sick. That's spitting on somebody's eyes, y'all. That had to be something different. So, you know, when I read this and this special miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were taken pieces of material, and when they placed them on people, diseases departed from them and evil spirits went out of them. That's special. He used the right word. That is special. And this gifts of healings, it's special. Granted, healing by faith is grace, right? I mean, it is. It's all grace. It's all faith. But this was special. And when I read this, I thought how many times I had seen, I hate to even say it because it sounds so weird, but I've seen Brother Hagin haul off and hit somebody in the stomach. They're like, what on earth? That is weird. But all I can tell you is I saw signs and wonders. Don't go hit somebody. Don't do that. I'm telling you not to. The only thing that should override that is the Holy Spirit telling you to. There was a reason. What that reason was, I don't know. There's a reason God spit on that man's eyes. I don't know what that was. I can't even fathom what that was. I try to think about that guy standing there thinking, I'm fixing to be healed. Plop, plop. Spit, spit. I'm like, what's going on here? It's special. It's special. Go dip in the river. 7 times. Not just once. I mean, go show yourself to the priest. You know, why don't limit how the Holy Spirit wraps the gift? I don't know why he does those things. He knows why he does those things, and all he's asking me to do is to say what he tells me to say. Now y'all really want to be used in it, right? You're thinking, what is the Holy Spirit going to ask me to do? These don't happen every day, but we need to be available every day. Spitting on that man's eyes. All right. I don't want to take the time to get into working of miracles because it's already almost 7:40. And y'all know y'all got things to say, but I do want to give you a couple of things because I think I forgot to give this to y'all 2 weeks ago. I think I gave them to Travis maybe, but didn't give them to y'all. A couple of resources on the gifts of the Spirit that I have found to be good. First of all, we talked about Brother Hagin. His is classic, solid. He operated in it. I watched him almost all of my life and saw his integrity of his ministry, his heart to see people healed, and the results, the manifestations being accurate and true. And so I like to, he's in heaven now, but his study on the gifts of the Spirit is foundational. He has it in book form. I'm sure you can probably a PDF or whatever, but excellent and a man of integrity. Keith Moore, who pastors in Branson, he has one you can watch on YouTube called Hungry for the Holy Spirit, and he covers the gifts of the Spirit in that. Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Except he says, I'm trying to think even how he says hungry. It's like I can't even do it. It's so southern sounding. Hungry. It's like hungry, hungry for the Holy Spirit. I'm like, oh man, I can't even try to pull that off. And then Bob Yandian, these are all ministers that we've at least known long enough to say we know nothing bad about. They've been ministries of integrity to our knowledge. Bob Yandian especially, I've known him a lot longer than I've known Keith Moore. Bobby Indian taught at Hagin's. He teaches at Andrew Womack's. And he's just been a pastor to pastors and a teacher of pastors for a lot of years. Do I agree with everything he says? No, but most of it I do. And then what I don't agree with, I put on a shelf because I tend to think he probably knows more than me. And it makes me look at it 2 or 3 times before I disagree with him. Bobby Indian, The Gifts and Callings of God. That's what that teaching's called, The Gifts and Callings of God. And I think there might be like 8. It's under his Students of the Word YouTube, if you look for it. Cherie? Oh, I'm sorry. You just look like you had something. Okay.
Okay, you did that because you were calling me out earlier.
Oh.
So I will share an experience
Okay.
from several years ago when I had
Oh. It's
my incident, when I had a growth in my abdomen that was so large, everyone thought I was 9 months pregnant.
Yes.
And This was when the projector was upstairs, and I was upstairs one, I think it was a Sunday evening, running the projector, and Mark was teaching. And Mark stopped in the middle of teaching and said, "There's somebody here." Mm. And I wasn't that large yet. Yeah. So it wasn't noticeable to everybody that I had something wrong. But Mark said, "There's someone here who has an issue in their abdomen." And I knew it was me, and yeah. I just sat there. You know, I told myself, I'm up here on the projector. I'd have to go downstairs. And so I just sat there. And Mark waited, and nobody came forward, and he said it again. And a lady came forward, and I thought, okay, well, maybe it's her. And Mark ministered to her, and then he said, "There's someone else." And he said, "This person usually sits somewhere over here," and he pointed right to where I usually sit when I'm not upstairs on the projector. Mm. And I still just sat there and did not go down. And I didn't tell Mark until a long time after I had gone through surgery to heal what Holy Spirit wanted to heal. But, so if someone has a word of knowledge or gifts of healing are in operation, don't ignore it.
It's a good word. Thank you for sharing that, because that's a great example. And you still, even though you had to go a different route, God still, in His grace, took care of you.
If we look at all what Jesus did, in the four Gospels, all the different ways He ministered healing, all the different ways He has enabled us to receive healing. I mean, there are just so many of them. And if you think, He never said no. He never said no to anyone except the Syrophoenician woman. But she didn't have a covenant. But even with that, He went ahead and healed her daughter anyhow.
That's right.
He never said no.
Her tenacity of her faith in His ability to heal. And,
but He said that
it's beautiful.
It's for the children. Israel, the healing bread. And then we think about the Lord's Prayer: "Give us this day our daily bread."
Yeah,
He wants the bread to be every day in our bodies. But I went through and I was looking at it and I thought, oh, He never said no. Never said no. So when people say it's not the timing, it's not this, it's not that, you go through and look. He never said no. And He's the same today, so He's not going to say no. We got to get that in our heads so where we're like, yes, it's always yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's good. I mean, that's who He is. How could He be love and deny? I wouldn't do it to my kids.
Just where you was talking about, you know, the most important gift, because He says in 1 Corinthians 13 at the beginning, He says, "Desire the greatest gift."
Yes.
You know, but, you know, and I had a guy tell me, he was from a denomination, he says, "Well, you know, tongues is the least of the gifts." Well, who says? It's the last one on the list. Well, that's just the law of lists. If we name a list of everybody in this building, somebody's going to be at the top and somebody's going to be at the bottom. It's the immutable law of lists. No, but like you said, the most important gift, the Lord gave me a car illustration years ago. It's like the most important part of the car is the part that's missing or broken. And that's what shalom means, actually. And it's also sometimes translated healed in the Old Testament.
That's right.
Shalom is the part that's missing. It's restoring what's missing or broken. So, you can have a multi-$1,000 car, but you take a few dollar spark plug out of it and it don't work anymore. So at that moment, that spark plug is the most important part of that car.
That's good.
So the whatever gift is needed. And that word in 12:4, where he talks about there's diversities of gifts and traverse. The way we know that that's not you got a gift, because there's actually books where there's a test at the end and you just like fill out what is your spiritual gift, you know. Well, no, you got the gift of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
But it's dihareon, dia, which means through, and hireia, which means to choose. It actually became heresy later on, but before that, it just means to choose. So that means God is moving through a service, and he's choosing who to operate through at any given moment. So God's at least as smart as we are. Say, you know, he has the gift of healing. Well, he's on vacation in Little Rabbit, Australia. And then okay, all of a sudden I need healing, you know, and Mark's got word of knowledge. He can say, boy, you got this, but, you know, he can tell you what's wrong with you. He can tell you what's wrong with you. You know, and somebody that's an exhorter gets a tongues and interpretation, and they can really encourage me, you know, in my sickness, but I'm still sick, you know.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So God is at least smart as we are. He knows that if he just puts that gift in one person, you know, that person leaves, that the gift leaves with them.
And then somebody will make them God.
Yes, for sure.
If one person has, I mean, you're going to start looking for that person. And you see this, Travis, we've seen it in our generation. I'm going to go ahead and call names. With people like Benny Hinn, Healing Ministries, people start following the ministry. Mm-hmm. They start following the ministry. Mm-hmm. Expecting from the minister.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand we have faith in the integrity of some ministries. I understand that.
Right.
But we have to be very careful not to follow man, but to follow Christ in the man. Go ahead, Travis. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm trying to read my writing now. I'm scribbling notes.
I was wondering if that was in Greek.
Yeah. I can actually read my Greek one better. I had to be careful on that one. But so gifts are actually to stir us up to walk in by faith. A lot of times I've seen in a healing line, they'll get a word of knowledge, and the gifts of healings will actually heal one person, and it'll encourage other people's faith, and it'll build them up and stir them up, and then the other people will receive. But that is important.
That's good.
John G. Lake put it this way. For example, you use the example of the woman with the issue of blood. Gifts of healings weren't in operation. He was going to follow Jairus. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even in a healing meeting. John G. Lake said it this way. Healing is by degree on the amount of anointing and manifestation or the amount of faith of the recipient.
That's good.
So if you've developed your faith, and that's what she had done, she had said, so she had set her faith to receive at that moment.
When I touch, yep.
So she pulled into manifestation the gift that wasn't even in manifestation. However, we can, through a corporate worship service, now there was a guy, he was in our church years ago, atheist, had a growth healed on his back. Because what happened there, we made provision for the gifts.
Yeah.
And that is God's best, to create an atmosphere through worship, because he says that he inhabits our praise.
That's right.
So whenever he comes in, get people healed, develop an atmosphere where people can get healed, then build their faith to maintain it, because you do need to build
That's
your
true.
Faith to maintain it. Yeah. Once you receive through a gift, you have to build your faith to maintain.
That's true.
But it's a lot easier to build people's faith to maintain something than it is when they're in a battle to try to ratchet their faith up. Now thank God you can.
Build in the storm, so
yes.
to speak. Yeah.
The old saying, the best time to plant a tree is 100 years ago.
Yeah.
The next best time is now.
Dad you probably remember this. Dad used to always say, receive your healing while you're well.
Yes.
Establish it while you're well.
This is just a funny note. This is just funny.
This is a little Travis.
There is humor in the Bible if you know where to look for it. You know where it says that she suffered many things of the physicians? Luke leaves that out. He was a physician.
Because Luke was a doctor.
Luke omitted that. That's just funny to me.
Oh, that's great. I've never noticed that. We always read it out of Mark 5, so that's great.
Yeah, Luke's. There, of course, there's a textual variant. You got to look for it. But okay, this is a nugget I heard from Brother Keith Moore, and I thought this was really good. And this goes more along in building somebody's faith. He said he had a relative that was sick, And he said, you can't just wade in and try to give them the whole load. You got to communicate. And he said, he asked him, can you believe, and I thought of this when you were talking about your glasses, can you believe that you won't get any worse? So he started there. He said, yeah, I can believe that. I can believe that. So now, you know, if he's not getting worse, now you got time.
Yeah.
Now, because you're kind of in a race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Jerry Savelle, I heard him say that. You could take the fastest person in the world and against me. If you give me a far enough head start,
that's right.
I can outrun him.
That's right.
And that's the way people are. That sickness has got a head start on them,
yeah.
And there is a time that they've got before they check out.
That's true.
So, but don't go beyond that. My father in ministry was going to pray for somebody, and they had amoebas. I'm not even sure what that is, but that's what they had.
Sounds
whatever
bad.
Those are. Yeah, it sounds good.
Sounds
to me.
Like a critter to me.
Yeah. But they came up and he said, okay, you're going to have a slight reaction the next few days as your body rids itself of the dead amoebas. He says, then you can eat anything you want. Okay. You can't go beyond that gift. You can't go because you can get, you know, you're under the anointing, you're, you know, 10 feet tall and bulletproof. And you're just like, oh, you just go home and eat a steak right now.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not what the gift said. Don't go beyond the gift.
So really a word of wisdom
yes.
can function with
yes.
the gifts of healing.
Yes.
I mean, they can all function together. I think we probably should have said that from the get-go. But
okay, and another thing is you don't have to have a biblical precedent for everything God does in a meeting.
That's true.
Because, you know, where'd you find that in the Bible? We had a guy. He was an evangelist, kind of shorter guy, took off running and looked like Rey Mysterio, if you know who that is, if you're into wrestling. He just flew, did a flying tackle the guy. The guy got uphill. People left the church mad. The guy that got healed wasn't mad.
Yeah.
Where did he find that in the Bible? Where did, like your, to your point, where did Jesus find in the Bible spitting in the mud?
Right.
See, the word wonders, it talks about signs and wonders. And a W.E. Vine says, wonders, signs appeal to your knowledge. You know, we see a person healed. You know, we can say, you know, God created him; he can heal him. That's a sign. You know, it's miraculous, but it's still a sign. A wonder yeah. appeals to the imagination. Well, like I never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
You know, like Brother Hagin hitting somebody, and Smith Wigglesworth did that. The guy,
yeah.
I mean, they thought he was dead and hauled off, hit the guy in the stomach, fell out on the floor. And the doctor said, I'm going to sue you. And he said, Smith Wigglesworth is really rough. But anyway, but you don't have, but the point is you don't have to have a biblical precedent. You look at the fruit. Look,
yeah.
how did it turn
yeah.
out? Apparently he was moving with God, even though it was unconventional to our flesh.
And look at chapter 13.
Yes.
Love.
Right.
The motivation of what they did was not attention to themselves. It was love. It was they were being led by Spirit. They wanted that person healed. The Holy
right.
Spirit wanted that person healed. But they were willing to do what the Holy Spirit asked them to do to get that person healed.
Yes.
That takes some guts.
Yeah, for sure.
You definitely want to. I want a tangible anointing for that.
To my father ministry, who I come up under, he said one time the Lord had him hit somebody. And he said the guy was standing before him, and he just saw it. He just saw it play out in a vision. He said he saw himself haul off and whack the guy in the side of the head. And the guy's standing there, and the guy says, just obey the Lord. He says, you don't know what you're saying. and finally he stalled as long as he could, so he just kind of reached up to kind of tap him. And he says it felt like a hand grabbed his arm, whack, 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 you know. And the guy kind of shook his head. He says, oh, boy, you know, now just see it in the newspapers now, you know, and the guy was totally healed. But we
That's
only
right.
have a sampling of what Jesus did. John said, he said, there's only a sampling
yep.
of what he did. All the books in the world couldn't
That's
hold
right.
all the things that Jesus
That's
did
right.
in his earthly ministry. So we just have a sampling there. So
that will be yeah. interesting to find out what we didn't get to, see or hear.
Earlier, whenever you had said that, you know, Jesus, God wants us well, our friend Bruce Bland, who's used in the healing ministry, God told him specifically several years ago. He said, my people are sick. I want them well. And we've heard Bruce say that many times. And like I said, you know, that's part of his ministry is, you know, healing. And so I think it's been about 9 months ago, I had Christian TV on, and I believe it was Kenneth Copeland said, my people are sick. I want them well. So pretty much word for word what Bruce had said. Now, then the interesting thing is when I was watching that program, it had to have been a good 15 plus years ago, because you could tell by the age of, you know, of Kenneth on the show. Now then, to kind of go with what Cindy was talking about, how Jesus never told anybody no. About a year ago, I started taking all four of the Gospels and going through, you know, section by section, and making a record of the different time, the different accounts of healing. And there are 24 accounts of healing from Matthew 1:1 through Acts 1:11, and that's when Jesus ascended into heaven. And then also, whenever the 5,000 were fed, he healed people then. Yeah. So that's a total of 25 accounts of healing that's recorded in the Gospels. Now then, out of those, sin is mentioned 3 times. Faith is mentioned with their healing 10 times. And then 1 time it is said her faith had saved her. And there are 2 times whenever, the 2 times when sin and healing are mentioned together is whenever the four friends let the man down through the roof. And then the other time was whenever the man at the pool of Bethesda was healed. And in that one, it does not mention faith. So it's just interesting because, like what Cindy said, he never told anybody, no, you've got to wait a while, you need to walk through the valley longer, you know, I'm going to, you know, cause this to happen.
Teaching you something through this cancer. Yes. Hope you make it long enough to learn the lesson. I mean, no.
Yes, all of those weird things that we have heard.
We'll do a teaching on healing by faith at some point. And we have done Walk with Jesus. It's been years and years and years ago, but walking through those. And for those of you who are new to Scripture, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, a lot of times they'll record an account. Each person will record the account. So, you know, when you're reading and you go, hey, I read something similar to this in Matthew, you kind of have to look and see if they're both telling the same story, the same account, because they were both there. And you'll see it. You'll see their personalities. You'll see the authors of the Gospels, like he said, Luke, being a physician. You know, it's interesting to kind of know their backgrounds and why they say things the way they do. Who's got Barb?
One thing that's really helped me is when you talk about, you know, sometimes people will follow people that they see manifestations a lot. And the word clearly tells us that signs and wonders will follow those who believe.
Yes.
So we don't follow the signs and wonders.
Right.
The signs and wonders will follow us, and it's just a good rule of thumb.
It's good. And oftentimes, as Barb's getting ready to go out on the mission field next week, the gifts will flow a lot on the mission field because God is revealing his heart to the unsaved and to the unreachable. And so we expect, we're cultivated.
Does the gifts of healing, is it automatic you get your healing? Or
you mean instant?
Yeah, instant. Or can you have the gifts of healing and it's not instant?
I don't think it has to be instant, do you? I don't think it has to be instant. Well, great example is what you gave of, remind me of his name. Yes. The example he gave of, this is going to happen in the next couple of days, you know. And then, I mean, that was the gifts of healing with a word of wisdom, but it wasn't instant. And I've heard it taught that if it's a gift of healing, it's instant. I don't think that has to be true.
See, I've heard that too, and I was wondering.
A lot. I mean, it can be
about that.
It can be. That's the ultimate. I mean, but really the ultimate is to be well and just follow the instruction of the Holy Spirit on what he says. So
I know God is doing miraculous things on Eddie right now.
Yes, he is.
When he first went into the hospital, he looked so great. And you
gray.
Could tell.
She's gray. Not saying great. She's saying he looked so gray.
And now his complexion has improved so much.
And he's getting ornery again. So we know the nurses are like, please get this man out of rehab. And
yeah, they asked me, how have you put up with him? I said, well, I don't have him now. Y'all have him.
And you know, for once, Greta, we're going to say praise God. Eddie loves visitors, by the way. If you want to go by and visit Eddie, see Greta. And he would love it. Wheel him outside. I know Josh Johnson and his wife and kids took him outside the other day and wheeled him outside, let him get some sunshine. You know, if you're looking for a place to minister, there you go.
So a couple of years ago, I had a heart cath done because my brother was diagnosed with a heart disease. Drake was getting ready to go into high school sports, and they wanted to test Drake. And I said, well, let's test me first, and if I have it, then we'll test Drake. We're not going to put Drake through it yet. Well, they tested me, and they actually stopped my heart, and they had to shock me back, which made me very mad. That hurt.
According to Rusty, that feels like a mule kicked you in the chest.
Does.
He's had it done, too.
It does. It's not very nice.
Yeah.
And they had to calm me down from that because I was ready to fight. But they was fishing to get some of that right hand of Christian fellowship. But
that was not a gift of the Spirit you were fixing to deliver.
No, it wasn't.
No.
But they immediately determined that I needed a pacemaker defibrillator, and Charity was going back and forth. She had to take care of the farm by herself.
Turkey farm.
Yeah, a seven-house turkey farm. And she just kept walking the houses praying and wanting clarity and understanding. I even believe she contacted you on the way
yes.
to the hospital.
Yes.
And one of the things you told her is that he'll deliver it, the Holy Spirit will deliver it in your spirit.
Yep.
What to do. And my wife's a nurse practitioner. She
had to fight the medical knowledge.
She had to fight the medical knowledge, sure
yeah.
did. And then we had to fight a doctor that was one of the top heart doctors in the country. And he had already consulted with all of the rest of the head because he wasn't sure either. But they all said, do the procedure. So they had measured me for what I needed. And she was on the way up there, and they're prepping, fixing to start prepping me for surgery. And I said, you're not moving me till my wife gets here. And when she walked in that room, that doctor was there, and she got a hold to that doctor, and that doctor said, yes, ma'am, on the way out the door. And we went home that afternoon, and she said, it's just not right. I did not have peace in my spirit. 2 weeks later, we went back for a checkup, and the doctor walked in. And he said, well, I've got to admit something. I was bad wrong. Looking at all this, digging in as deep as I've had to try to understand why you were so adamant to stop me from doing this, I don't even believe his brother has this disease. I think his brother was misdiagnosed. So the big takeaway for me was she went straight to the Lord
yeah.
and was asking for clarity, and she got it backed up
mm-hmm.
from you.
Confirmation.
And that give her the confidence
yeah.
to own that hospital room, and she
yeah.
did.
Yes. Praise God. That's a good one to end on. I like it. Praise God. Thank you, Father. All right. Anybody need healing? I'm not saying that as the gifts of the Spirit. I'm saying, anybody need prayer for healing tonight? Come on, Rudy. Mark, you want to come up and minister to Rudy for me? Anybody else? Everybody else is ready to roll?